Mark chapter 9, beginning at verse 21. Mark chapter 9. God bless you so much. And again, thank you for the 10 who read through the scripture. There may be some who are absent that did, and we'll recognize them or at least give them a treat. But God bless you so much for making that effort, and we certainly encourage others to do so as well. Mark 9, 21, 22, and 23. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, the father said, "Of a child. You've had this problem a long time. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything," everybody say anything, "have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things," say all things, "are possible to him that believeth." Praise God. Anything to all things. That's where God wants to take us. Praise God. And you better believe that there are devils who are going to try to stop you and try to hold you back, try to discourage you, depress you, and destroy you. But God says all things. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, Luke 11, the Lord describes some of the difficulties with demons that people were experiencing, and he talked about binding the strong man. And I'm thankful the Lord can do that. We can't do that in ourselves. But binding the strong man is done by the Lord. The strong man, being Satan, keeps his possessions in a palace stronghold. And that's the word picture that the Lord is using. He's secure. He's strong in that place. But a stronger than he approaches. A stronger than he comes and overcomes that strong man. Thank God, Jesus is the one who is stronger than he. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. And continues the word picture. He takes his armor and he takes the spoils from the strong man because he has been conquered. And the Lord does that. Then he continues his lesson about that, and he talks about an unclean spirit. When he has been cast out, he wanders about. He's looking for a place to dwell. Finding none, he returns to where he was cast out. And he brings seven more with him. And if he finds a dwelling place there, he enters again. And Jesus said, the worst state then, or the last state, is worse than the first. And so we understand here that this is nothing to play with. This is nothing to be flippant about. The Lord did not approach it with just a so what attitude. He talked about the finger of God, casting out devils with the finger of God, and as though the Lord doesn't need to make a great effort. Just one finger can do that work. Amen. But it was always something very serious. And the disciples in this story were asked to cast out the demon. Jesus comes to them. There's a great crowd that's gathered, and it looks like there's discussion going on. He asked, what are you asking the disciples about? What are you talking to them about? And the father explained, I asked them to cast out the demon from my son, and they could not. And they couldn't fulfill that request. Jesus later explained that this kind comes forth by prayer and fasting. In other words, after a spiritual, powerful spiritual relationship has been developed with the Lord, with the one who has the power, then you can step in. Praise God. Not a fasting that is mechanical, not a fasting that is routine, but a fasting that is devoted to seeking the face of God and desiring him to move and to work. I like how Isaiah 58 and 6 describes that kind of fasting. It's a fasting that will loose the bands of wickedness. It will undo the heavy burdens. It will let the oppressed go free. And it will break every yoke. Wow. That's pretty powerful. When we fast, we feel a weakness. We get headaches. It's not fun. But oh, the spiritual power that God is bringing and what he can do in all of this, loosing the bands of wickedness, undoing the heavy burdens, letting the oppressed go free, and breaking every yoke. Praise God. No wonder the Lord said, prayer and fasting is how you're going to conquer this situation. But look at the dreadful conditions. Look at the devastation that was caused by the demon in this man's family and his son. Their home and their whole livelihood was affected by this problem. And he explained it was from the time that he was a child. Nothing normal that existed. Nothing that was ordinary that would go on in his home. It was all disrupted by the demon and his display of power and how he could try to destroy that young boy. The boy had seizures that threw him to the ground. He foamed at his mouth. He gnashed his teeth. And every time it was a terrifying experience, both for the son and for the father, tearing at their hearts, making them wish that there was a cure, that there was a way it could be dealt with, there was a way it could be dispelled. And they finally brought him to Jesus. And again, the reaction was severe. When he saw Jesus, the old King James language is he tear him. And convulsions came and he was thrown to the ground, rolling around and foaming at the mouth. What a terrible display and the father's heart breaking. There's no mention of the mother in this situation. Perhaps there had been a breakup. Perhaps there had been a situation where the mom was so overwhelmed and so depressed with the situation that she just stayed at home. We don't know what happened, but it was a terrible thing that was going on. And the father gave a history of it and said, oftentimes it casts him into the fire. I'm not talking about a little candle. Not talking about something that was just decorative. But no doubt it was a cooking fire, a fire large enough to cause damage and to cause death. He said it cast him into the water. And again, not just a little pool, but something that could actually drown him. You see, that is the devil's purpose. That is the devil's design. When he gets a hold of individuals in that manner, he will not stop short of destruction. That's exactly his purpose. And so, dealing with demons is not a time to play at being powerful. Not a time to just exercise wishful thinking that I can step forward here and do a work for the Lord. Acts 19 tells about those seven sons of a chief priest named Sceva. They had seen the supernatural. In that chapter, it talks about special miracles being done by the hand of Paul. And to me, every miracle is special. But somehow the Bible says these were special miracles. Oh, God has so much for us. God has so much that he wants to show us. God has so much power that he wants to reveal. Hallelujah. Thank God for the miracles. Thank God for the blessings. Thank God for the power that God wants to display. But oh, there's always more. And these special miracles involved handkerchiefs being taken from the Apostle Paul that caused diseases to depart and evil spirits to come out. Oh, that's the kind of power my God has. That's the kind of power my Jesus wants to display. Amen. These seven sons wanted to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, calling on the name of the Lord Jesus is the right thing to do. It reveals power. It shows God's hand. But the way they did it was incorrect. We adjure you, they said, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. Yeah, didn't work. By Jesus whom Paul preaches, they said. And the demon answered, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? They didn't have that power. I don't know if they've been baptized in Jesus' name. I don't know if they had the blood of Jesus covering them. But that's what you've got to make sure about. The blood of Jesus covers you. You are filled with the Spirit. You're called by his name. Praise God. Amen. There was a beat down in Ephesus town. Those seven sons of Sceva went screaming and running out of that place. The demon beating them up, wounding them, their clothes in shreds. Not a time to play with the things of God. But oh, the demons could not defeat the devil or not defeat the revival that is talked about in Acts 19. In verse 17, the name of Jesus was magnified. In verse 20, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Amen. Thank the Lord for the power that's there. But this father with his request, the desperate dad that came to Jesus, crying out for the Lord to have compassion on them. Help us, he cried. And his hope was in help. I'm sure he could remember from the Psalms how that the Lord would declare in his word, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. And the Lord is in that way. Psalm 121 and 2, my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I can imagine that dad praying every evening, every morning, every time an incident like this happened, I can imagine him praying, oh God, you made heaven and earth. You can make my son whole. You can make my son well. You can make my son free. God help us. God help us. Isaiah 41 and 10, he may have held on to as well. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thank God, those are the promises we can grab a hold of today. Those are the promises of God and the word of the Lord that I can believe. God is my helper, and I will not fear. Hallelujah. Thank God for the strength that he gives us. But oh, hear that father's plea. Hear his cry today, if thou canst do anything. Anything will help. Anything will be a blessing. Anything will make a change. Just do something. But now the Lord responds. Now the Lord answers. If thou canst, he says. The Lord's not playing games. He's not just trying to jerk emotions around here, but he's going to challenge this man. If thou canst believe, not analyze, not explain, not compute, not make it all figured out in a formula, if thou canst believe, amen. And oh, the father in tears replying, I believe. Help my unbelief. Amen. He's so desperate for deliverance. He's so desperate for a difference to be made in the life of his son. Amen. And then Jesus rebuked that foul spirit. Praise God. He rebuked that foul spirit. Said, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more. Amen. That's like trying to remind him, don't try to bring seven others either. That's not going to work. It's not going to happen. You enter no more. Praise God. And the young man was delivered from the demon. The son shrieked and had a seizure, and he fell down as though he was dead. The devil doesn't give up easily, but he has to give up when Jesus stepped forward. Amen. The demon departed, and that son appeared to be dead. That's what they said. He's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he was dead, the Lord did a resurrection in that moment. Hallelujah. If he was dead by the hand of that demon, thank God there's a divine deliverer who would step forward and make a difference in that moment. Praise God. Oh, I'm glad that death has been defeated. Hallelujah. Death couldn't hold him down. Praise God. The Lord would say, I am come that they might have life. Oh, yes, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's what was going on with that son and his father. All of their hope was destroyed. All of their blessing was stolen. Everything that they hoped for was being cast down. But oh, the Lord stepped forward and did a work. And that boy was raised up to walk in peace, to walk in deliverance, to walk in the power of God. Hallelujah. I can't help but think there must have been some kind of song that he broke out in. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank God that we know that power and blessing that the Lord can bring forth. Now, can you go from anything to all things in believing the Lord? Amen. Now, the devils believe in one God, and they tremble. Praise God. That's why the name of Jesus is so powerful. That's why it's so important to be baptized in that name. Praise God. Called by that name. Hallelujah, because the devils believe in it. Now notice the sequence of Ephesians 1 and 13. It's kind of the way it's written by the apostle. You got to kind of back up and take a look at it. In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Notice the progression. You heard the truth, and then you trusted. You believed, and then you were sealed with the Spirit of promise. Praise God. You heard it, you trusted, you believed, and God sealed you. Amen. That's the connection of believing. That's why the apostle said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? In Acts 19 and 3. Have you received it? Praise God. He was looking for divine evidence. Praise God. Verse 2, he was looking for it. He was asking them, wanted them to know. Praise God. Now, the Greek suffix, E-T-H-eth, believeth, receiveth, that's a continuation. It's not just a one-and-done situation where the Lord's blessing comes to you. It's a continuation. You keep believing. You keep receiving. Praise God. You go on to know more, to experience more of what God desires to give you. That's why the apostle would pray for the Ephesian believers and all of the church, including you and me, to know the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe in Ephesians 1:19. The exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Praise God. There's so much that the Lord wants to open up to us for the impossible to become possible. Amen. Mary and Elizabeth becoming mothers. Impossible. In their current circumstances, they couldn't have sons. But God gave them to them. And Luke 1:37 explains why. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Praise God. In Mark 10, the rich young ruler is talking to the Lord. And what must I do? And so on. And the Lord gave him a list of the commandments. And the young man said, I've kept those commandments from my youth. He's a fine young man. He loved the Lord. He desired the things of God. He was obedient to the commandments of the Lord. And the Lord told him, one thing you lack. The young man eagerly awaited for the rest of the explanation. Go and sell what you have. Give to the poor. He grieved. He was sad. And he walked away because he had great possessions. But look what he's walking away from. The peace speaker. The way maker. The one who will give rest. The one who imparts joy. The one who is the hope of heaven. He walked away from all of that because he had great possessions. And he didn't want to let go. The question of salvation came up because the Lord said, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. The disciples were astonished out of measure, beyond measure. They were astonished and they asked, well, who then can be saved? That was their concern. Mark 10:27, Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. See, we've got to go from the question to the statement. We've got to make sure that that's resolved. It's taken care of. We've got it finished. And we're going to be positive in what we believe. Amen. If thou canst do anything. That poor father was so desperate. The son was so desperate. He'd suffered since he was a child. I don't imagine there was anything normal. I don't imagine there was any time that he could be in the school at the synagogue and going through the bar mitzvah process and all of those things that an ordinary Hebrew child would look forward to. Nothing like that was ordinary. Nothing like that was normal. He had suffered since he was a child, but Jesus had the power to deliver. Oh, praise God. Believing that God can do anything. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said it like this. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Praise God. And God affirmed what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Hallelujah. Amen. Sarah, when she was promised a son, and she and Abraham, way beyond the years of childbearing, the Lord telling her, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Praise God. And it happened. Oh, God wants us to believe for the increase he wants to give to the church. I will build my church, he said, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's what he wants us to believe. That's what he wants us to receive, because all things can be done by him. Very quickly, Colossians 1, 16 through 20, all things created by him. He is before all things. By him, all things consist. In all things, he might have the preeminence. He can reconcile all things unto himself. The six times that is repeated is to help us to understand all things within the realm of possibility, because God can do it, because God is the creator, because God has the preeminence, because God wants to reconcile all things unto himself. Praise God. 2 Peter 1 and 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Thank God for that divine power that brings deliverance, that divine power that brings salvation, that divine power that secures victory. It has given us all things that pertain to life and to godliness, the abundant life and living godly in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Through the knowledge of him. And the Bible tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's called us to glory and to virtue, not to defeat and impurity. Oh no, that's what the devil will do and all of his minions and demons. But thank God, the power of the Lord will bring us into all things. Let me just share a few with you quickly. I'm almost done. Matthew 21 and 22. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Matthew 28, 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Romans 8, 28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Philippians 3 and 21, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Praise God. All things. Now, believing is seeing. That's the way we tend to look at it. Believing is seeing. I'll believe it when I see it. Probably kind of a practical way to work with things in the human realm. But in the spiritual realm, it's the other way around. Thomas, you believe because you've seen. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. Stand with me. Praise God. I wonder what the Lord would have you grab a hold of in believing his promise. This first Sunday of 2018, what would the Lord have you to just grab in faith and believe? God, you can do all things. God, you can do all things. Amen. The desperate cry of that poor father, Lord, if you can do anything, anything will help. Anything will make a difference. Anything will bring a change. But the Lord is challenging him to believe, because all things are possible to him that believeth. What is the Lord challenging you to believe? What is the Lord calling you to believe? What is the Lord desiring that you grab a hold of this year in believing? All things are possible, Lord. You can do the work. You can do it. Praise God. That loved one can be saved. Amen. That friend can be healed. They can be delivered. Praise God. Praise God. And oh, the power that the Lord can display in response to that kind of faith. Now, I'm not, there are those who would say, oh, if you had enough faith, oh, if you could really believe. That's almost putting it in a negative sense. I'm not putting it that way. I'm saying the Lord wants you to step up. The Lord wants you to move into that realm. The Lord wants you to draw closer to Him so that anything becomes all things. Hallelujah. And your faith grows in proportion to His power. Hallelujah. Come and stand in the front here for just a few minutes now as we want to pray and seek the Lord. And we want to believe what the Lord is calling us to believe.